We're coming back next week. Falcons, we all agree, and I've been saying this is the longest worst stretch getting ready for the, for day one of the Falcons.
It's
right?
So bad, dude.
We are just pretending to come up with new stuff. Yeah. Last year was like 2.5 weeks of Desmond Ridder. We saw how that turned out. Right? No, but like remember like 2.5 weeks were like, what's
going to hype ourselves
like,
up?
Gonna,
right. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I got the eight home games, and I ranked them 1 through 8. Because I believe people are going to be buying more Falcon tickets than they ever have before. They sold out their season tickets. I could not be more. I told my wife. I told the kids. I was like, we are going to more Falcon games this year than we've ever been to. Okay?
So Bobby, you excited about that?
Yeah,
he's excited. He's off. Yeah, of course.
We have the number 5 pick. It helps when I draft Falcon players. That's what got him into it last year in fantasy. So Bijan's not going to be around at 5 or not.
I think maybe.
He could be, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
All right.
It's probably a good pick.
You want to go in order of best or to worst?
Let's see what you got. Let's see what you got best
Which
first.
Which order? Okay.
Let's see what you got best
Best first. Game of the year in terms of excitement and hype will be September 22nd, Sunday Night Football against the defending champions, Taylor Swift very likely in the building. You're playing on Sunday night at home for the first time in forever. That's the toughest ticket of the year. You agree?
Yeah. I don't know if it'd be the best game. Toughest ticket of the year for sure. For sure.
I just said these are the best 8 games in terms of ticket. I mean,
yeah, wouldn't be my pick, but yeah, man, I'm going with you. I'm riding
number
the way.
Two.
Now who's the contrarian?
Number 2, November 3rd. Anytime the Cowboys are in Atlanta, it's super drama and fun, right? Probably be a 4:30 flex game. So it's November 3rd. It's our 9th game of the year. Mm-hmm. We could be a 5-3, 6-2 team. They could be the same. We'll get flexed to 4:25.
Yeah, national broadcast.
Yeah, now that one would be
top
of the
mind. Second. Third best game is the opener, September 8th. So much intrigue and hype. Fascinating to see how the Steelers respond with that quarterback mess. We just have to put the – but seeing this team, Matthew Judon, first time to see him rush the quarterback, first time to see Kirk Cousins, right?
It's also it's always a tough ticket when they come to town anyways.
I'm excited.
So it amps it up, especially with Arthur Smith being on the sidelines.
No doubt. Yeah. I mean, it's hard – to go against Mahomes and the Cowboys, but that's a great game. The Steelers, third best. Fourth best game, September 29th, which is the week after the Chiefs game. Saints are in town. Great chance to have the Saints fans come here and get their butts whooped. And just, in general, the rivalry,
I'm shocked by you, man. I'm shocked by you so far. I won't be a contrarian, but yes, it's okay. That's fine. Yeah.
Fifth? You don't think that's the fourth best game?
No.
Fifth best game is the Chargers, December 1st.
There it is.
We don't know how good they're going to be, though.
We don't.
They were not a good football team last year. They're not a rival. They're an interesting AFC team, but they won't have any fans here.
Yeah, but you're a storyline guy.
Steak. You're right.
You're a storyline guy.
I'm a storyline guy. How do you know there'll be a storyline December 1st against the Chargers?
All the people that said, wish we would have had Harbaugh. I wish we could have hired Harbaugh.
Not week six.
Nobody listens to
the
Mike Bell anyways.
The sixth best game is December 22nd. We could be in a position to clinch a playoff spot. The New York Giants are coming in. Anytime the Giant fans are around, that's a fun atmosphere.
I'm curious that you have that one over a return of Dan Quinn. Just because of how unsexy the Giants
are. This is a Quinn game on the road.
That's right. That's right.
So, at Washington.
I
got to go to Washington this year?
Week seven. Seventh best game of the year, October 3rd. That's Tampa Bay. They're still division champs.
Yep.
So, Baker, you know, not the sexiest. And it could be an absolute dud game, or it could be win the division and clinch the 1-2 seed, whatever it is. The eighth best home game of the year, Carolina, our final game of the season. Are we final game of the season? Week 18?
Yeah.
Week
January 18. 5th.
Yep, that's right.
Carolina at the Falcons.
Mm.
Listen, it's still one of the worst rosters in the NFL coming in, and it's also week 18, so it could be all decided. So I have it at 8th. However, if all things being equal, we could be playing for a number 1 seed or a number 2 seed or something like that.
And
so
it could be a Saturday game. It could be a Sunday night game.
Yeah, the other Saturday game could be December 22nd. No, they start playing Saturday games by week 16.
I don't know if that's a flex or not.
Yeah, they normally do. In fact, that absolutely could be flexed.
Right, so anyway, best games: Chiefs, Cowboys, Steelers, Saints, Chargers, Giants, Bucks, and Carolina.
Well,
get your home tickets for the Falcons.
You know what screws it all up is the college football playoff.
And the Seahawks, right.
Seahawks are in there too.
Seahawks are in there right after the Giants.
The college football playoff screws that up with when they'll be flexing games. Because the last thing I want to do is be working a game on a Saturday when it's college football playoff and Georgia's playing or somebody else is playing.
What do you got coming up, Stick?
I'm flying solo today. I'm excited. Day-Day and G-Money in the house. Mark Schlabel will join us. a lot on the Tour Championship, all the changes at Eastlake. I've read like 10 articles about all the pros talking about how much they love the old Eastlake. He'll also talk some college football. Listen, we are within 2 miles of each other. Mercedes-Benz Stadium at noon, Georgia-Clemson. 8 hours later, kickoff, Georgia State and Georgia Tech. Was at that practice yesterday. I'll tell you more about Del McGee and company there. Also, the Falcons roster. Is it a Super Bowl roster? Look at the last 15 Super Bowl winners. Is the Falcons roster bear any resemblance to the Chiefs and Patriots and Bucks that have won Super Bowls of late?
I'll be locked in, man. Bradley from Decatur, congratulations. You win the Atlanta United tickets. Steakhouse is coming up next. That'll do it for me and Bo. Make sure you
stay cool, Atlanta.